This is MSO News Sports, and we are joined by North Reading boys basketball coach Joe Casey. And Joe, welcome. Thanks so much for coming back with us and talking about the basketball team this year.
Bill, thanks for having me.
Well, we have not talked yet this season, but you guys are on a tiny bit of a roll here. A couple of wins in a row, three out of your last four W's, so congratulations there. And but the overall look at your team is you're a very young North Reading Hornet team, correct?
Yeah, no. We sort of knew going into this season that it was going to take us a while to get this going. And you know, we're playing better, Bill. Like you said, we've won three out of our last four. Our younger kids are starting to grow, getting a little bit more confident. So we're happy where we are. We've got a big stretch of games. You know, we're playing some meaningful games, you know, coming into February, which is exactly where we wanted to be.
Just ahead, we have your schedule listed on the post here, but you're at Ipswich on Monday and, of course, home on Thursday. I shouldn't say of course, but you're home Thursday against Linfield, the rivalry game. But, Joe, let's begin by talking about, say, the last couple of games, a couple of wins, if you will. So tell me about those games. What kind of things came together? And then we can obviously drop in some player notes as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to highlight our Triton game on Friday was by far our most consistent and our best of the year from start to finish. You know, we've been preaching all along defense, which has been a little bit inconsistent. We held them to 40 points, which is really what we thought we needed to do at the beginning of the year in order to have a chance to compete. We had very balanced scoring. We had three guys with 12 points, and we took good shots. We got good shots in transition, and I thought we did a much better job of playing a complete game.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell me about your team. So, let's say on your starting lineup, how young is that starting lineup? And tell us about the players.
Yeah, no, we've only got two seniors on our roster. One of them starts and the other of them plays. But the majority of our roster, we're counting on sophomores and juniors. Really starts with our sophomore point guard, Jason Berry. He's our leading scorer. He's averaging about 16 points a game. He was the football quarterback, sort of an old school kid. We're leaning heavily on Matt Myette and Parker Griffin for our scoring, both juniors. And another key component of our team is Andrew Taylor, who doesn't show up in the box scores. He's a junior captain who has played just his tail off defensively. He's doing a good job for us.
Maybe you could mention a few other kids, maybe off the bench, something like that.
Absolutely. A kid that's really coming along for us, again, speaking of youth, is sophomore Gavin Wesley. Really, over the last couple of weeks, I feel like he's really come into his own. He's a competitor. He's a top-level soccer kid, and his compete level is really one of our best on our team. He had 12 the other night. He made a couple of big plays for us down the stretch against Pioneer Charter on Thursday. Got a big rebound for us. He brings to the table a level of toughness that is tough to coach. So he's really having a good year. Senior Brandon Ang is coming along. He came back out for the team this year. He didn't play his junior year, and he's quietly beginning to play well for us and give us some nice inside presence.
Let me throw a couple of odd questions here at you here. So who gets the most points from the outside for you guys? Let's say outside the 3-point line, who would that be?
Oh man, a tough question. Our shooting has been a bit inconsistent, but honestly, we really rely on our three kids. It's really starts with Berry point, and then Matt Myette and Parker Griffin. Myette is really. Had some big hoops for us over the course of the season. And again, these are all three kids that are really getting significant varsity minutes for the first time. So their ceiling moving forward is really quite high.
All right, what about in interior baskets? Who's most effective inside, right underneath the hoop?
We're playing big by committee. We have no one on our roster really over 6 feet and 6 feet up a day. So we are very, very undersized. So we've really leaned on Eli Nikolopoulos, one of our senior captains. I mentioned Brandon Egg. You know, these are two kids that have really, been good for us inside, constantly playing against kids that are bigger than they are, that are longer than they are. And again, I've got to highlight Andrew Taylor. Taylor goes about 5'11", plays like he's about 6'5", and he's really done a good job for us on the defensive end and on the boards.
Well, actually, I thought my questions were going to bomb here, but actually you did a nice job with them there. There you go. For a minute there, I thought, oh, these aren't the right questions to be asking Coach Casey right now. But all right, here's my last one of those questions. What about defensively? If you had to defend an opponent's top player, who are you throwing on that guy?
It's no brainer. It's Taylor. No brainer. He's constantly, he's gonna have our top assignment tomorrow night. He always has our top assignment. Doesn't matter if it's the point guard. Doesn't matter if it's one of their bigs. And that's just the type of kid he is. I said this to someone else recently. He's the type of kid. His contributions don't necessarily show up on a tweet or in the box score. But if you watch him play, he's a pleasure, and he's a guy that we've leaned on, and he's just a kid that gets it, and he's a pleasure to have around. I'm glad, again, another kid that we're going to have back for another year.
Absolutely. So I hope you're turning these hoop players into good football players for Coach Blum next fall. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we try to promote 2 and 3 sport athletes here. As you know, Coach Blum is on my staff. Coach Bisignano, the soccer coach, is on the staff as well. So we really preach that here. And I find that kids that are 2 and 3 sport athletes are ultimately better basketball players in the long run. So absolutely, absolutely.
All right. All right. Now, finally, I guess, let me have you talk about the Cape Ann League for a moment. You've got teams like Newburyport, Manchester, Essex, very successful here so far this year. I don't know if you can shed any light from your perspective on that, or what you're hearing or seeing this year, and what else can you share with us about Cape Ann League boys basketball this year?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, Manchester, Essex, and Newburyport are legit state contenders. They're as good as anyone on the North Shore. You look at Manchester knocked off about a month ago. Newburyport was beating Lawrence at halftime, one of the best teams in the state. So those are two legit teams. And then you've got your next tier. Right now, Linfield is playing well. I give Phil Whitley a lot of credit up at Rockport. They've taken their lumps over the years, and he's got them on the verge of a state tournament berth. We're going up there next week. A not a good place to play for any team on the road. Georgetown's always tough. And then there's a middle that we find ourselves a part of. Our game at Ipswich tonight has tournament implications for both of us. We're both 5-8. We're both looking for a win. You know, teams like Pawtucket, teams like Amesbury, all in that middle. So, as usual, the Cape Ann League is competitive.
Yeah, absolutely. Joe, anything else you want to share with us about North Reading boys basketball this season?
No, we're happy where we're heading. You know, I think it took us a while to get going. We had some growing pains with such a young team, but we're playing better. Kids are working hard, and we're looking forward to the next couple of weeks.
Well, young team, growing pains, that's a good sign, I guess. There you go. Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Joe, thanks so much for joining us. Best of luck the rest of the way, and thanks for your insights.
Thank you, Bill.
Take care.
Joe Casey, boys basketball coach, North Reading High School, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.